different threads, different backgrounds. I'm actually, on my mom's side, Guatemalan Irish American, second generation. On my dad's side, I am first generation Mexican American.
North by Northeast, stories that mattered in Northeast Texas, hosted by Mark Haslett.
If you weren't able to see Frederick Luis Aldama on the campus of Texas A&M University Commerce last week, you missed a great program. The topic was Latino popular culture.
And we need to move away from a model of understanding Latino pop culture as something that is created by isolated, you know, kind of folkloric communities, and more of the sense that, in fact, we are, as a community, as a population, as the majority-minority, transforming what we call the mainstream culture.
Aldama is a professor of English and a university distinguished scholar at The Ohio State University. He specializes in Latino pop culture. Aldama says that the increasing cultural influence of Latinos in the United States is blurring the old boundary between mainstream culture and Latino cultures. The rate of mutual borrowing is increasing. And as that happens, the old view of Latino cultures in the U.S. becomes less and less descriptive of what's actually there.
Latinos are everywhere, actually, right? And part of it is, however, that, you know, some people think Latino culture is the food they eat at their best, you know, their favorite Mexican food restaurant. And they stop, and that's about it for them. Or they think that salsa dancing is it in terms of Latino pop culture. But in fact, if you start to bring an awareness to just how much we are contributing to the mainstream, you begin to see that we're all over Disney shows. We have people like Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez. We are Barbie dolls. We are action heroes. We are also in all parts of culture, in all the parts that we touch, feel, taste, hear, etc. So really bringing a kind of an awareness to what's actually already there, whether you're in rural America or isolated from Latino communities or not, the fact of the internet and television and all of those things that we engage with means that necessarily you have contact with Latinos and Latino pop culture.
Here in Northeast Texas, we're used to Chicano or Mexican culture as being the local representative of all Latino cultures. That's understandable, but demographic changes mean that even in places like the rural South Central United States, the variety of Latino cultures goes beyond Mexican American.
Latinos is a very varied population demographic in this country, and in fact, what we're seeing is where historically, of course, Mexican Latinos represent the majority of, right, in this country, what we're actually seeing is more and more variation. We're seeing more more second, third generation Puerto Rican, Dominican, Cuban Latinos, on the coasts, also those populations in the Southwest and in the West, in places that we typically identify as more Mexican. So yeah, I think it's a really important, exciting time, but it's also an important and exciting time to understand that we aren't homogenous as a group. We all sort of, you know, come from different threads, different backgrounds. I'm actually, on my mom's side, Guatemalan Irish American, second generation. On my dad's side, I am first generation Mexican American. You know, these kinds of combinations are, you know, becoming much more visible and tangible today.
We'll have more from our conversation with Frederick Luis Aldama at this time tomorrow during North by Northeast. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.